John 7 and 38. He who believes in me, as the scripture says, out of his heart, and I know in some versions say out of his belly, out of his innermost being, will flow rivers of living water. The Mississippi River is the most important body of water in the United States. It is the most important body of water in the United States. The reason why is because the Mississippi River starts in Canada and goes all the way through the middle of the United States to Mexico. And when America was being built, well, any nation being built, they, if you think about it, they must have access to some source of water, because water is just the basic source of so many things that we do, whether it's eating, drinking, or whatever. You have to have a source. And so many people in the United States and Canada and Mexico draw from the Mississippi for their economies. As a matter of fact, where I come from, the Cumberland River runs off of the Mississippi River. And rivers are so important because they are bodies of water that flow in one direction, and no matter the obstacle, that river will overcome any barrier to keep flowing in that in the direction of that obstacle. And from Dr. Chambers's devotional, this a lot of times where my studies come from, where I begin to study the Word of God, and because something may hit me, so I go from reading something to studying it. And so what I discovered in this particular part, that a river literally flows. Nothing can stop the flow of a river. That's why even in the Bible, in Genesis, you know, it started from a river in the Garden of Eden. The River Nile, the River Tigris, the River Euphrates. And then in Revelation 22, it's the River of Life. It's rivers, because a river has a persistent, victorious flow to its particular destination that nothing can stop it. So what happened when I studied this passage, you know what I discovered, what Jesus was talking about? That once you believe in him, that the source of your substance and your spirituality comes from the inner part, and it will flow out of you, as the scripture says, flow with living water. Oh man, I hope you're getting the understanding of this, because this is a powerful thing. This is a powerful thing when you realize it, when you grasp the understanding that no matter how small the river is, or the source of where it starts, it continues to feed different places, so many cities and townships get their strength from the waters of the Mississippi. Man, they get it from the waters of the Mississippi. So Jesus is saying this is because that, now verse 39, I'm gonna go to verse 39, Because verse 39 will help. This is the reason why he was saying it. He says, it says this in verse 39. He says, but he spoke of the Spirit whom those who believed in him were to receive. For the Spirit was not yet given until Jesus was glorified. Now, here's the thing, y'all. That the moment that you believe in God, the moment of your belief, the Holy Spirit fills you. And when he filled you, he became the source of the supernatural power that flows out of you into the lives of others. And what we at times struggle with is the result of our service. Like, is it impacting anybody? Do you realize, let me tell you this. Do you realize what he's saying here, that what you do while you serve will touch people that you will never see? That's what a river does. Because where the Mississippi starts, where it flows, it never sees Mexico. It never sees the other places that it touches, but it just continues to flow. And no matter if there's a rock, no matter if there's a big tree, no matter what, that river finds a way to navigate to the destination. That's what Jesus is trying to tell you, that no matter what comes into your life, because you have the Holy Spirit, you have the Spirit of God, you have the power to navigate around it, through it, over it, however God have you do it. That's why I've come to the place where I'm thankful for whatever God got me in. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. If it's a money problem, I said, God, I don't know how you're going to do it, but you're going to do it because I got a river in me. I got rivers. I got rivers of living water. And I know you have called me to something. You have called me. And if I just continue to be two things, all I have to do is be faithful and available. That's it.